This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. And I mean it, 5562. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And texting and tweeting and being engaged. It's always a good place to be engaged. Yeah, I'll take these off so I can actually see something. You know, the news today, or the Biden news, if you would, it's like drinking from a fire hose with this guy. Right? I mean, the man who said that he wouldn't try to pack the Supreme Court has put a commission together to pack the Supreme Court. I don't care what he calls it. Okay? I mean, the guy who said that you couldn't operate or rule by executive order because that's just a dictatorship is what doing what? He's written more executive orders in the month he's been in office. Oh my God, almost a month. Sweet Jesus. And done more damage in less than 30 days than any other president I know. But that's okay. He's a Democrat. It's fine. Right? And is he getting ready to, you know, basically give amnesty to millions? I don't care what anybody says. It's not 11 million. It's closer to 30 million by the time he gets done. Right? We got what? What do they say? We have over 10 million people? I mean, I don't know how many people we have totally unemployed in this country. Totally unemployed. Millions. And we're going to let a whole bunch of people in over the border. And they'll say, well, we're not trying to get them jobs, really. We're just trying to give them a place to stay, give them some coverage, give them some safety. Well, who's paying for it? You don't have the tax money coming in. So what they do is they don't look at how much they have coming in. They figure they can go ahead and start taxing the rich. Get more out of them. They're just hateful, nasty people. Right? No question about it. I don't know if you heard, but a longtime GOP legislator in Arkansas, on Thursday announced that he was leaving the Republican Party to become an independent. He said the violent pro-Trump insurrection at the U.S. This just drives me nuts. Drives you nuts, too. I know it does. They have bought into the narrative without doing any of their own homework. I mean, seriously, look at how many stories have been retracted already. I think I'm going to do a story a little later on about they're finding out more and more of these people really had nothing to do with MAGA. But nobody wants to hear that. He says, this comes after many sleepless nights, a lot of serious consideration, and it comes with sadness and disappointment. This is Hendren said in an announcement, but it's clear I'm making this decision because my commitment to our state and our country is greater loyalty than to any political party. Yeah, see, I don't buy it. Right? Seriously, I don't buy it. This man didn't defend the president one time in the 4 years he was there. He didn't protect the First Amendment right to free speech. He didn't stop the election from being stolen, didn't get away, didn't do anything. And then they want us to take them seriously, like we really care what they have to say. You know, it's like I said, been saying pretty much all week long, is that, you know, again, these people that were all for Trump when they were running, and he showed up and he helped them out, they got elected, now they're nowhere to be found. And, you know, and January 6th was planned out. So how was it impromptu? How was it the words of the president that made it happen? I find it amazing. I don't know how do we let them pull this off? How do we let them keep talking like this and get away with it? Right? I mean, what's he doing to stop the invasion of the southern border right now? Nothing. I mean, I haven't heard him say anything. I went looking for comments from him. Is he going to stop anything? Stop the tyrannical Democrats from coming for our guns? You going to do that? No. That would be hard. That would require work and integrity. So he pretends to be offended, right? By, first of all, the people that are supporting Trump. Over almost 80% of the Republican base. They're not going to stop anytime soon. Matter of fact, guys like him will actually make it stronger. Right? Now he's going to run as a spoiler to peel off just enough moderate votes to get a Dem elected, probably. Because there's no way he's going to be elected as an independent. And he knows this. I wonder how much they gave him to do it. I wonder what they offered him to do this. Now we've established that his only function is to get a Dem elected. Right? Probably get some kind of job in D.C. after this. This is what these guys do. This is how they play. This is what they know for and with each other. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, you guys should check out a new site. Maybe it's not new to you, right? It's kind of taken on the Drudge Report, trying to pick up where the Drudge Report left off. As some of you know, Drudge sold, and it is very obvious. Extremely obvious that he sold a site. Got good money for it. It's a site called Populist.press. Populist.press. That's right. Looks very much like Drudge when you first get there. So, oh no, I'm going to hold this one. We don't know what I'm going to talk about. Come on back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and long and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-752-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time you're with me, and I mean that. So let's talk more about the, not just the hypocrisy, but the hate of the left, who claim to be lovers. They claim to be compassionate, loving, caring people. Couldn't be further from the truth. The next few stories I do will lay that out. See, there's no forgiveness. They have absolutely no forgiveness. That's number one. They really don't know how to pray for people. Even the loons on the left that claim to be Christians and or religious people, they're still wishing death on people they don't like. My Jesus said, you know, the hardest thing to do is to pray and be nice to the people who are your enemies. He doesn't tell you pray them dead. He doesn't tell you to repay evil for evil. So for you Christians that are wishing, you know, death and whatever you want to call it on Donald Trump and family, I'm just going to put it out there. You're not very Christian-like, are you? Really, seriously, you talk about love and compassion and be nice to even those who do bad things to you? Except for Trump, right? See, I go through everything the man has accomplished, but they don't really care. None of that matters. I actually had a friend of mine who's a Democrat said that she didn't care what good things Trump did. She hated him. Couldn't tell me why, though. She just hated him. And to show you how hateful, now, you know, if we try to do this with a Democrat, my God, we'd get crucified, so to speak. You know, it's just amazing. You know, Roosevelt, who was their God and Savior, think about the people he caged, sent tens of thousands of Jews back to die in Germany. Look at the whole list of stuff that he did. Right? But you won't hear anything more about that. They'll be, you know, they won't say a word. A Democrat bill that was put forth, it would prevent President Trump from being buried in Arlington. House Democrats introduced legislation on Thursday to prevent the president from being buried at the Arlington Cemetery. Gee, I guess they're all, you know, you know what we should do? I wonder if you could raise enough money to do a petition or whatever and have him have his face or likeness put on Mount Rushmore. Wouldn't that be great? That'd be hilarious. At least I would. I would think so, anyway. Yeah, I find all this is just amazing. Again, the loving, caring people. Right? They're just amazing to me. They're childish. They're kids. And they can't get out of their own way. You know, again, where's the love and affection? Where's the understanding? There isn't any. Right? So who else are we going to exclude? Which one should we pull out of the ground and put somewhere else, huh? Because of what they did. It's just never. It's just always amazing to me. The left is so hates any sense of form or normality. Right? They just hate it. So I don't get it. Again, they're mad because he beat the impeachment twice. Tells the Republicans that they did not follow. They did not do their constitutional duty. Well, the way I see it, the way it's written, the Democrats didn't do it at all. Where was the hearing in the House? Where was it? They're supposed to have a hearing. At a real impeachment ceremony, they're also supposed to have the Chief Justice there. Where was he? I don't know. You know, the other thing, too, I don't know if you know this, but on that bill that they tried to pass or are introducing, it would be barring President Trump not only from being buried in Arlington National Cemetery, but it would prevent federal funds from going to the buildings displaying his names. Now, remember, impeachment was brought. It didn't pass. Therefore, it doesn't count. Right? Think about it. You know, nothing screams unity. Remember, we're supposed to unify. The only thing these people are doing is going after Trump. That's their obsession. 24/7 right now is going after Donald Trump. It's just amazing to me. So nothing screams unity like trying to pass a law to ban your political adversary from being buried in Arlington National Cemetery like all other presidents have been. They just can't get over it. And even Democrats are speaking out saying, come on, guys, knock it off. I can't, you know, frankly, I'm not even so sure or think that Trump wants to be buried in Arlington. No, really, honestly, knowing him, I don't know for sure. He probably has his own plot, his own you know, thing picked out or what have you. But we'll see. I mean, we don't have any more information on it, but man, this is really sick. And I mean extremely sick. David from California, let's talk about the Texas Power Company. What's the deal?
Yeah, how are you, Joe? Hey, by the way, I don't know if you remember, Arlington Cemetery came from Robert E. Lee's land. And after the Civil War, he had to give up his land for the graves of the dead soldiers. And, of course, the opportunity of turning some of Trump's golf courses into cemeteries for the half million dead COVID people is an opportunity.
That were all his fault. Yeah, I got it.
Pretty much. But regarding Texas, you remember 20 years ago there was a famous Enron scandal. And Enron was a Texas corporation that came to California, tricked California into deregulating, and as a part of deregulation, they basically set it up so that if the customers would buy a certain amount of electricity a month, they would like contract for 10,000 kilowatts, and I'm just making up numbers here, but say like the amount of an average house in California. And if you went over that amount, there would be an auction of electricity. And if electricity was cheap at that hour, you would get a discount. But if
go quick, Dave. Get around the time.
Well, what's going on in Texas? Section in California said that they couldn't go over $10,000 per megawatt hour, but in Texas, it's over $10,000. Sky's the limit. So in a month, when these people get their bills, they may find they have $20,000, $30,000 electric bills this month.
Gotta go, Dave. Yeah, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump, and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats have filed a legislative proposal that focuses on border policies. The U.S. Citizenship Act would put millions of undocumented immigrants on a path to legal status and citizenship, with green cards fast-tracked for those brought to the U.S. illegally as children. President Biden says he supports the bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Salute the president for putting forth the legislation that he did. There are others who want to do piecemeal and that may be a good approach, too.
She says some Democrats are suggesting a budget reconciliation process to pass immigration reform without a Senate supermajority. It's unclear if such a move would survive the strict budget rules. South Carolina's governor has signed a law that bans most abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, just being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, really. Right? And anyway, I always appreciate the time that you are spending with us, as you're involved and you're engaged. You know, I love this. I get these calls from time to time. Dave is was more of a regular caller at one point. And I don't know what the point was behind Arlington Cemetery, belonging to General Lee, other than to offset that by saying that's why they should take Trump's properties. Trump derangement syndrome at the highest. I mean, these are the most hateful people I've ever seen. Seriously. As I was talking about earlier and earlier today, it's just amazing. They take responsibility for nothing. It doesn't matter what Obama did and what Clinton did. It doesn't matter what Joey B is doing right now. They do nothing wrong. That is an illness. That is a sickness. And it's dangerous. Because it means with the stroke of a pen, they think they can do anything they want to do. You know, it's all Enron's fault, never the Dems, right? The housing collapse was all the fault of the greedy, not the fault of the people who put the rules and regulations in place. They didn't follow them. And when the Dems were warned this was happening, remember Barney Frank? Him about losing his mind? Because, what, a month after he said that they've done the audits and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are strong and fine and everything, they were collapsing? They lied to you. They'll never take responsibility for that. Matter of fact, they sit there and they basically say, no, none of that's true. You got it on tape. None of it's true. And even though the rules that Enron took advantage of were Dem instigated, Dem, you know, it's really funny. They put these things in place, just like Joey B and all the credit card stuff. The credit companies. How much more power he gave them. But nobody knows that. Nobody pays attention to it because they deny it. And by the way, the windmills in California and Texas, they were part of a Green Deal. They were heavily subsidized by the federal government, not by Enron. The deal was government-backed. The only way you got government funds was by putting them up. And who's California run by? Who's it been run by for quite some time? Democrats. The party of non-responsibility. Never. It's just amazing, always amazing to me. Excuse me. They keep throwing this stuff out there like nobody's paying attention. And nobody knows. We do know. We do pay. Some of us know. Some of us pay attention. This is the same party that wants to tax and ration water in California and Nevada. They want to not just tax the water. Now they're talking about taxing mileage. Why? Because they figured out all these electric cars are not going by the gas pump. They're not using any of the gas. They've lost all that revenue. Yet, even though they don't use gas, they still use the highways. So what are they going to do about that? How are they going to fix the highways with these cars rolling down them that don't pay taxes anymore? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And then, on top of that, this is what I was talking about last week. They haven't paid a tax they don't like. In California, you pay a tax for the highways and the byways and the freeways and the whatever. Then you buy your tires. You know what you pay? You pay a tax to repair the highways, byways, freeways, and whatever. And then you go to the gas station. And what do you pay at the gas pump? You pay a tax for the highways, byways, freeways, and whatever when it comes to transportation. These people love taxes. They've never seen one they don't like. Excuse me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So I'm tired of hearing about how all the woes of Trump's. For a man who's been in office 4 years and got so much accomplished, he seems to be some big villain. The Democrats never got a 1/100th accomplished what Trump did. So I don't know. I don't know when you have people that are that deranged that they can't find any good. Look, Van Jones was beaten up by The View because he gave Donald Trump credit for doing things for the black community. That's how sick they are. And even when somebody, if the man pulled triplets out of a burning building and his hair was on fire, it would be a so what moment. You wouldn't hear about it. That's how much they hate him. The party of love, of understanding, of inclusion. But no inclusion. Not unless you think exactly. Not even before, we used to say, well, you know, you're either on the left or the right. Oh, no. Not only do you have to be the left, but you've got to be on the same block, off the same street, in the same alleyway of the same building, or else. Look at who they go after. Look at the ridicule. It's just crazy. And again, they're so nuts about Trump that they're introducing laws to keep him out of cemeteries. They're introducing that every other president has been afforded. Right? They're introducing laws. They don't even want him to have a library. Why? What are they afraid of? History is what they're afraid of. All right. So it's kind of, it's bad news, but it's interesting. GOP president candidate Bob Dole, 97, diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Did you hear me? 97. And he said that in a brief statement, Dole said that he was only recently diagnosed with it. He'll start treatment this coming Monday. My God, he's 97. Can he? I mean, I haven't had this. I don't know much about the treatments. I know what I've heard about them. But really, seriously, is he going to be able to handle the treatments? Will his body handle the treatment at 97 years old? You know, and he was in Congress for 36 years. And I think he resigned in 96 to run for president. At least he had the decency, the integrity, not to pick up a paycheck while he was running for president, to actually resign so he could actually do what he needed to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, our heart goes out to, heart and prayers go out to him and his family. Yeah, that must be tough to go through. I know some of you that listen to the show have let me know you've gone through the same thing. Oh, 6 Capitol Police officers have been suspended. 29 others are under investigation right now. So the leadership has suspended 6 officers, placed 29 others under investigation because of a new review to see what went on January 6th. Acting Chief Yoganda Pittman has directed that any member of her department whose behavior is not in keeping with the department's rules of conduct will face appropriate discipline. The suspensions are with pay and included an officer taking a selfie with a demonstrator. God. I mean, seriously. But another one who took a picture with a Make America Great Again hat and helped direct people around the building are in trouble as well. Now, video of the events inside the Senate chamber of the Capitol, they've been circulating on social media for weeks. Shows that Capitol Police officers interacted with the demonstrators. Didn't bother, didn't slow them down, didn't make them stop. I think in one video I saw, they were kind of having a happy conversation. I don't get it. Right? Officer Brian Sicknick lost his life shortly after storming of the Capitol. You know, and that one there, remember? They said he was hit in the head with the fire extinguisher. Now they're having to retract that statement after all the damage has been done. Joe Pacini, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart.
Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged. No, really, you need to get involved, you need to get engaged, you need to get information, informed. That's the only way you win. You only win when you get informed. Back to, man, I got so many stories I want to get through. I never get through them all either. Capitol Police, though, I think I was doing a story on... 6 of the police officers have been suspended with pay. Oh, my God, that's terrible. 29 others are being investigated. Now, are they being investigated to try to turn up the MAGA connections? Wink, wink. Or are they truly being investigated because there was, what we saw all over the place, which was Capitol Police, or what? I will even go this far. What appeared to be Capitol Police let these people in. Actually directing them on how to get in. How did that happen? Right? Oh, really, how did it happen? How did they get in? And, when trouble started, why weren't they stopped? What happened? I'm still trying to figure this out. That's all. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. AOC gets all religious on us. Well, kind of, sort of, I think. So AOC, she has decided for Lent. You ready for this? she decided to go vegetarian for Lent. So she's just giving up meat to honor her colleague's late son. I don't find any reality in here at all. I mean, seriously, think about it. So she's giving up meat for Lent in honor of Maryland Representative Jamie Haskell's late son. And he was an outspoken vegan and animal lover who died on New Year's Eve. He was 25. She encouraged her 12 million Twitter followers to honor late Harvard Law School students as well. A few weeks ago, she said she wanted to adopt a vegan diet for Lent in memory of his son, Tom. I don't really know how Lent works, but okay. It's a, you know, they take a religious holiday or religious event, and you don't give something up to honor somebody else. It is a religious event. Now, you know, I'm not a Catholic any longer. I'm what people refer to as a born-again Christian. I don't dislike Catholics. I loved my Catholic upbringing. But Lent is a religious event. And it's the sacrifice to give up something, right, to kind of bring yourself back to center, to kind of understand. And you're making it, well, technically you're making a sacrifice for Christ, if you would. But the bottom line was the sacrifice isn't a social comment. That's a great point, by the way. Somebody in the chat room said, you know, so why give up meat for Lent? Just buy the near meat. It's not really meat. Plant-based. Say it's all the same. I don't buy it, but whatever. So it's not a social comment. It's a religious comment. It's not a social event or challenge. It's a religious event. And you see how they can't even get this right. Think about it. It's just amazing to me. I know I'm spending too much time on it, but I'm just floored by it. AOC said that she had three rules for anyone else willing to give up meat. No judgment. Make it your own. You can go full 40 days, just Veggie Mondays. What? Be inclusive. No need to observe Lent to join. Then what's the point? It is a religious event that you're doing for a reason. What's the point? 855. I know, that's the other thing, too. Representative Raskin is Jewish. They don't observe Lent. If, you know, if you truly wanted to make this about veganism, or why do it in line with another holiday? Another religious observance. Why not? I don't know when the guy's birthday was. Let's just say his birthday was first week of March. So why not do that? Why not say, hey, the first week of March, in honor of so-and-so, we're going to do a vegan week. Oh, God. And the reason, I don't know, what are these people going to do? So first of all, they want to stop raising cows and what have you because I heard this from my brother 30 years ago, which I always thought was kind of funny. Right? Agricultural activities account for almost 10% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. That's according to the EPA. But 28% of that, or almost 30% of that, came from methane, a byproduct of beef production. No, cows. Just call it what it is, cows. Energy accounted for more than 83% of U.S. emissions. That's fuel combustion. Tommy Raskin struggled with depression. He died of suicide on December 31st. Which is, you know, look it. I've never had anybody close to me, really close to me, commit suicide. I do know one person who did. And we tried to get him a lot of help. Couldn't get him enough help, obviously, because he succeeded. So anyhow, you know, again, I can't even try to understand what that family's going through. Anybody who tells you they aren't, they're just not being honest with you. You know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to think about something here. I want you to think about how hypocritical the Democrats are. I mean, I keep shining light on this, but I want you to think about something. Senator Cruz, I don't know if, look at, guys, I don't know if I have a real problem with him going to Cancun during the fiasco. Right? I don't know what he could have done that hasn't already been done for the state. And you guys know I'm not a big Cruz fan. But I'm looking at his trip to Cancun, and every network, every paper is, or every publication is beating it up. At the same time, they're totally ignoring the Cuomo debacle, the nursing home scandal, nothing to see there. So apparently, sending thousands of seniors to their death, now this is the Democrat line of thinking, not mine. Apparently sending thousands of people to their death, knowing that that's what you were doing, doesn't deserve the same coverage as somebody going to Cancun when it's very cold. He can afford it. He can make it happen. And that seems to be a big problem. So, because Texans were still struggling, you know, with the storm. See, I've never got this. If we could go down the list and call out the Democrat, whether they're legislators, rich people, that left Texas to go somewhere else during this crisis, I wonder if they'd have the same problem. So just looking, it looks like the network channels, the CNNs of the world, giving almost five times the coverage to him going to Cancun than they are of Cuomo and killing thousands of the elderly, sending them to their death. Seems to be something these people are proud of. Sending them to their death, killing babies, and Roosevelt sending tens of thousands of Jews back to Germany to be killed. I don't know. That's why it's so hard to take them serious when they talk about how they're all for life. They're full of compassion. They really care about you. Right? All right, look, before we run up against the time, head over to the website, realside.com. What I really would like you to do is go over to therealside.com/helpjoe. Therealside.com/helpjoe. Look, if you've already done it, you've already gone there, you've already given, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you've already donated, I appreciate it. Any way you cut this, people are sending me notes, go, don't worry about it, you got this thing, you didn't do anything wrong, you've won, yada, 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 yada. There's still legal fees involved. You still have to pay somebody to defend you. The beauty about this country is, yes, you can. You can do this. You can defend yourself, but you got to pay for it. So anything would help. Give up a cup of coffee. Give up one of your lunches, right? And check it out. If you've already helped, God bless you. Thank you so much. If you haven't, think about it. A lot of us, they're going to come after a lot of us. And I don't have Trump's money. You know what I'm saying? Joe Messina, your host, listen to Realside on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head to the website, realside.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. All kinds of stories in there and what have you, and things that you can get involved with. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with us tomorrow.